Hayem yem chof oder sheni. Haftere, vayhid var Hashem goymer, dibarti v'osisi. Chof oder sheni in Tovshin Gimel 1943 was Parshas Poro. So the haftere for Parshas Poro is in Yecheskel chapter 36, starting from verse 16, vayhid var Hashem, until the posik dibarti v'osisi, verse 36, which is the minig of the Sfardim. Not like the minig of Ashkenazim, who add another two psukim to the end of the chapter. Emrim Ovarachmim, we do say Ovarachmim. So as mentioned in the past, there are customs that during the four Parshias, Parshas Poro is one of them, they do not say Ovarachmim at all. But here the Rebbe says that our minig is that we do say. So the two Parshas of Zocher and Poro, the Rebbe reminds us that we do say Ovarachmim because Parshas Shkolim and Parshas Achedesh is always either Shabbos Mevorchim or Shabbos Rishchedesh when we do not say Ovarachmim regardless. Rabbeinu Azokin Siper, Dalte Rebbe related, Mahateres Shomar Meiria Rava Magid Lefona Biyechidus, from the teachings that my teacher, the Magid, taught me in private. Hoisotera ala posik eish tomi tukat ala mizbeach le sirbe. It was the teaching on the posik, a constant fire should burn on the mizbeach, on the altar, and it should not be extinguished. The hagam sheho eish yered milmailo bisar. Although there was a fire that descended from above, there was a miraculous fire that came from above with the arousal, a supernal arousal, it came from God. Mitzvah lehovik min hahediyat. It is still a mitzvah to bring fire from the ordinary person, meaning that the people below have to bring fire to the mizbeach. Ki bisaruso de latato, isaruso de leila. Because from the awakening from below begets an awakening and arousal from above. Ki ruach aisiruach ve'am shiruach. Because the nature of spirit, it elicits a responding spirit. And it draws an even higher spirit. Ruach milamato, aise ruach mila elo. A spirit from below calls forth a spirit from above. Ve'amshich ruach mila elo ula elo. And it draws down a spirit, even a higher spirit, higher and even higher. U'mitzvasese lahavir eish al hamizbeach. And it is a mitzvah to kindle fire on the mizbeach. What is Mizbeach? Mizbeach hu odom ki yakriv mikem. The Mizbeach, the altar, is a person who brings himself closer to Hashem. He brings the offering of himself. V'akrova atzmo eina misapekes. Bringing yourself closer, offering an offering of yourself, is not sufficient. You have to kindle a fire on this korban that you bring from within yourself. And this fire cannot be extinguished. The way the Rebbe explains, it extinguishes the no. It extinguishes the negative. This teaching, my teacher told me 10 times to engrave it into my 10 faculties of my soul. And he told me, you, my student, you need, you require this constant fire. Because upon you has been placed the job of extinguishing the big no of the misnagdim. You have to extinguish the opposition of the misnagdim. You have to extinguish. Ato techabe es haloi. You will extinguish the no. Vashem yizborech yahapich es haloi lehem. And the Eibishter will transform the no to a yes. The negative will become a positive. This is an incredible, strong, empowering teira that the Magid gave to the Alter Rebbe, knowing that the Alter Rebbe was going to take over and he was going to be the one who will have to challenge the tremendous opposition that was to Chassidim at that time in Russia and in Lithuania, and the Rebbe needed extraordinary powers to fight it off. And this is how the Magid gave the Alter Rebbe this power. This comes from a letter where the Friedrich Rebbe is describing how the Rebbe Marash is relating what he heard from the Tzaddik. Samach Tzedek in the name of the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe says that I spent time by the Magid for a half a year. And besides for the teachings that my Rebbe, the Magid, would say for all the students, there were also special Torahs that he told me private. And this was a very private teaching. He told me that there is the fire that you have to kindle within the offering. When you offer yourself to Hashem, it also has to be accompanied by a fire, because this fire that you will bring from yourself will trigger, it will cause an arousal from above, and it will give you additional extraordinary powers. And the Rebbe gave it to me in such a way that he engraved it in my 10 attributes of my soul, so I should be permeated fully with this tremendous fire, with this tremendous passion to challenge off all the negative and transform them ultimately to the positive, because I will trigger a tremendous response from above that will help transform the negative to the positive. And then there is a continuation that we are going to learn in tomorrow's Hayim Yem.